How old was Charlie?
I know you lost your brother. That sucks.
Should have killed the dog.
I owe him money, G. If I turn up without it, I'm a dead man.
But I'm gonna leave it without the kid.
Kid stays. What did we just get into?
You don't wanna know.
The people to stand up and be heard. This is our land!
Hello and welcome to the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Perkovich. This is episode number 188. Releasing on the 7th of February in Australian cinemas is The Combination Redemption, the sequel to the critically acclaimed The Combination, which once again is set in the suburbs of Western Sydney as we follow reformed criminal John Marcos as he confronts new challenges and tries to forge the right path forward. Tense, gripping, and very relevant. The Combination Redemption is urban drama filmmaking at its finest, and I'm happy to say that the film star and writer George Basher joins me now on the Matt's Movie Reviews Podcast to talk about the movie. George, thank you very much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, 10 years after the first film came out, the movie itself is set six years after the events of the first Combination. Did you always have a sequel in mind? Did you know that John's story was not finished and there was more to say?
No, absolutely not. I thought The Combination was a pretty much one-part film. It wasn't up until probably about 3 years ago when I just looked around and the world, I'd realised the world had changed since 2009. You know, violence, terrorism, racism, which changed in 2009. Racism was very low key, under the carpet, always swept under the carpet. I think, you know, in today's age, people will air their grievances about racism, and they won't shy away from it. And I thought that was an interesting topic. And also, the big thing for me was depression. I've lost a couple of mates through depression, and I thought, you know, I could bring John's character back. Who is in depression, and work around all these other themes that I thought are very important in today's society.
Something that this film touches on, which I think the first movie had a little bit of that as well, was the arrival or the rising of these kind of these white supremacist sort of groups in modern day politics of this day. Was that something that also concerned you, and something you really wanted to talk about in your movie?
Look, when I did Combination One, you know, a lot of people said to me it was controversial, and you know, I was touching on topics that I maybe shouldn't touch on. But I see the total opposite way. I think if I can make a film that can open up a discussion, it helps build bridges, helps educate people. So I thought, you know, and lately, yeah, you know, your Pauline Hansons, you know, the Donald Trumps of the world. It's becoming, you know, increasingly worrying because, you know, we're building some sort of gap, and all of a sudden you get the rise of Pauline Hanson, et cetera, and et cetera, and then they put that divide back in. And, you know, that is a worry for the whole society, not only in Australia, I mean, around the world. So that is one of the biggest reasons why I really want to touch on this. You know, and it goes the same thing with, you know, Muslim terrorists. They get one guy that is brainwashed.
Yeah.
I mean, he goes out and commits these crimes, but he's really not doing his religious work. He's just been brainwashed. I think that's the same that goes with the white supremacists in this film. The young kids who are brainwashed really don't know what they're really doing, what they're on about, but they're dangerous. And I think that's, you know, the thin line between when you're really, you know, on that edge of racism, you know, spectrum.
One of my favourite things about both films is some of the scenes are set in a boxing gym. I attend a boxing gym myself in Sutherland called the Double Dragon Gym. And what I loved about a gym, like a boxing gym, you got different people from all different backgrounds. They come in there. It's not about who you are. It's not about what you believe. It's about the work that you put into that gym that night. And I think that's really kind of symbolic of how a multicultural kind of nation should work. It's not about who you are, what you believe. It's about what you put into the country. Is that something that you found as well in a sort of a metaphor of such as the boxing gym as being something of how people from all diversities and backgrounds can come together and do something really positive in one space?
100%. I did that, on purpose and with that exactly in mind, because we are one. I really believe that we are all Australians. It don't matter the colour, religion, race, or where you might have came from. We all come from somewhere. If you look at sports, different races get along very, very well. There's no issue.
Yeah.
Sports, it helps also build those, build those bridges and close those gaps. And I thought, in the boxing ring, and in Western Sydney, we've got that all everywhere you go. You go into a gym in Western Sydney, you've got all sorts of cultures there.
Yeah.
They're the friends, they work together, they work hard together, they work for one another, they respect one another. And I thought, this is the real Australia. This is what we don't see this on our screens on TV. And to me, it's a shame because it is the real Australia. Anywhere you go, you will see that. And, so I really wanted to bring that, to the fore and show what Australia really is about. Now, we're a caring country. We're a loving country. Now, although we've got our minorities that, that are racist or what they might, politically incorrect, but that's a very small minority of what Australia is all about.
Yeah, definitely. David Field, once again, returns to direct Combination Redemption. I'm really curious, how did this partnership with him first begin with the first movie? I mean, was he someone that you knew of beforehand? I mean, how did it all come about that you and him have this creative partnership and getting him back to direct this film? Well, as soon as you started writing this movie, did you always know that David was the one to direct it?
Look, our relationship started way back, I think, in 97. We worked on a film called Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together we never actually spoke. Maybe a high. Jump forward to 2001. I had just finished writing The Combination. And one of my friends was out buying a car, and the seller happened to be David Field. So anyway, they started to chat, and he's an actor, and my friend told him, yeah, look, my mate's an actor. So he gave me a call, and I told Dave I'd written this script for The Combination and I was looking for a director. And, he came and took it, had a read of it, and really loved it and wanted to direct it. And that's how the relationship started. Since then, in 2014, we did a film we co-directed together called Convict.
Yep.
And with The Combination, I always wanted Dave to come back to the helm. But my backup plan was always, if he didn't, I was going to take the directing chair. But, Dave loved the script that much that he came back to the helm. Anywhere where, me and Dave have a great relationship. We work together very well. There's no, we don't have any egos. We're always, we know what we want. We know what we're after. We know what we're making. And sometimes we have a little disagreements and we talk it out. And we come up to what we think is the best solution for the film. It's never about us, about the film. Yeah. And I think that's why. And look, end of the day, we are very, very good friends. If I was never to make another film with Dave, vice versa, we'll still be very close and still see each other as often as we do now. So that helps.
Speaking of your film, Convict, a actor who appeared in that movie. Actually, yeah, a few actors who appear in that movie are actually in The Combination Redemption. One of them I want to talk about is Johnny Nasser, who plays the character Nas. He's kind of like this gangster leader, criminal gangster, drug dealer. This is one of the most kind of memorable villainous portrayals I've seen in an Australian movie. When putting that character together, how much is what Johnny brought to it? How much of that was already in the script? What was that process like?
Look, Johnny Nasser, I directed Johnny Nasser in Convict back in 2014, and he was great in that. And I, myself and Dave saw potential in that we can actually, if there's anyone that can take this character in Combination and take it up to another level, it was always going to be Johnny Nasser. In the script, we written that we didn't want to make a villain that was your normal villain. He's out there, he's tough, You've seen it a million times. So we said, what if we bring in a villain that's nuts, but it's also very, very, very weird? And who could play that? And we also knew that this was a risk, because if the actor can't pull it off, then we are in trouble. But as you've seen, Johnny Nasser pulls off flying colours, as a great actor he is. But, you know, we knew probably about, I think, 2 months before we started shooting that we wanted to go really weird in his character, give this film a whole different feel, especially with the you know, the bad guys in it. I mean, even, you know, someone like Jeff Morrell in this film, you know, he's the henchman, but he's, doesn't say much, but he steals a lot of these scenes in the film. He's so good. So we decided, you know, that's the way to go for this. Let's do something really different and give it a different style. And the same way we've edited the film, we have to be brave. I think, you know, when you're making a film in Australia at the moment, you've got to be willing to take risks and be brave and try things that haven't been done. So we were brave, and, you know, luckily enough for us, that paid off.
Another person who appears in the film who was also in the first combination is the late, great Tony Ryan, who unfortunately passed away before the film was released. This movie is dedicated to his memory. I first saw Tony back in 2005 as a movie he did called Blacktown that Chris Stenders directed. And he's got this great kind of presence on the screen. You've worked with Tony in the two combination films. He was also in Convict as well. What was it like working with Tony as an actor, as a man? Tell us some memories about Tony.
For me, I've been blessed to work with Tony. Originally Tony wasn't supposed to be in the combination. We'd cast an actor called Kelton Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Kelton Pearl's daughter took her life a week out before we were about to shoot. So then a week before we started shooting, David Field had seen Blacktown. He told me about it. I looked at Blacktown and he goes, Tony Ryan would be perfect fit for this role. So I've never questioned David. I said, well, if you think, let's bring him on. And I can tell you one thing Tony brings to the screen. It's not just what you see on the screen. It's what he brings to the set. He brings this whole aura about him. He's got this laugh that I miss every day. It's always in the back of my head. But he also brings so much to the character. He's always thinking about what he can bring to the character, what he can add to the character. And, you know, a lot of actors these days, you tell them this is the way we're going to go, and they'll do exactly what you say. They won't, you know, try to add anything to that character or try to take a risk of a character. Well, Tony Ryan came in and he brought his own flavour to Wes. And we said, look, there's something about your personality that we love, and let's bring that, you know, into the West character. And I think when you watch West, you see a lot of Tony. That's a lot of Tony in that.
Yeah.
He's a real funny guy. He's a real lovable guy. And, you know, like, you know, and I'll tell you a story about how much of a man this guy really is. On the shooting of the Combination Redemption, the second week, we were doing the Jaw of the Gym work. On the first day he rocked up, that night he calls me at 11 o'clock at night, in tears, breaks down. He tells me his dad has passed away. So the next day, I said, are you going to be right to come the next day? He said, yeah, I'll be there, don't worry. Next day he's supposed to be on, he doesn't show up. We start panicking. I tell Dave, look, we're going to have to kill this character off in the film. We got no choice. I think, you know, he's not in a good place. He's not going to be able to resume the character. Let's just kill him off. That afternoon, he rocks up at 5 o'clock. We have a chat. He sits down. We sit the whole cast and crew down. He sits down. He talks about his dad. He breaks down in front of everyone. After that, I have a chat with him. Me and David still take him to the side and say, look, Tony, we understand. If you can't continue this film, we respect that. He looked at me, and with a cheeky smile, he said, mate, he goes, I always finish what I start.
Mm.
He goes, and I'm finishing this. And then he went on to finish the film. And then, unfortunately, you know, a few months later, he passed away. So Tony Ryan, you know, the right thing for me and Fieldy to do was to dedicate this film in his memory, as Tony's been on my journey through the whole outset. And so we've decided to actually dedicate this film in his name. And he never got to see the film, unfortunately. He never got to see his great work. But, you know, people will get to see his great work. So, great man. That's all I can say. He's a great Aboriginal actor that this country has just lost.
Definitely is a great actor. And for everyone out there who hasn't seen Tony's work, make sure to check him out in this Combination Redemption, because he steals every if you don't mind me saying, George, he steals every scene that he's in that movie.
He steals every scene in the Combination One. The guy is a phenomenal actor.
He is.
Like I said, his presence on screen is the same presence you get in real life.
Yeah.
So, no, mate, you go through your life. I 100% agree with you.
Something I wanted to bring up, George, when the first Combination came out 10 years ago, something you spoke about often was the representation, diversity of different races, different nationalities, different religions in Australian film. 10 years on, do you think there's been any improvement in that since then? Because I got to say, just from my point of view, as a critic watching a lot of these films, I've been doing this like 12 years now. While in some cases there has been make great strides in some things, in others that haven't. An example I bring up is your character of George is the first time I've ever seen a man of Lebanese Christian heritage, for example, be a character in any film. Do you think that more filmmakers like yourself are out there needed to tell more of their stories? And do you also think that the industry as a whole need to do some more catch up in regards to this stuff?
I reckon the industry is behind on a lot of things. I think there's a lot of people, there's a lot of filmmakers out there that want to tell their story, but unfortunately, they don't have the backing or the money to be able to do that. Look, for me, the biggest thing for me is when I'm on screen, I'm an Australian. I was born here. Everything about me is Australian.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I cannot do anything about the colour of my skin or my background, which I'm still very proud of.
Yep.
But, you know, when I make my films, I want people to know that it don't matter, you know, what your background might be. If you're an Australian, you have a right to represent Australia in any character. And I think the problem we have in this country, now, you don't watch many films where, you know, where the main character, you know, has a bit of ethnic in him. That's the lead character in a film. Very rarely do you see it in this country.
Yeah.
And I think that's a shame, because we need, the reality is Australia, the Australian industry is struggling. Now, if that's the reality. We make great films, but no one sees them. Why is it? Now, why don't people watch the films? You know, Australians are great filmmakers. And I think diversity on film at the moment isn't where it should be. There should be a lot more. And that's where I think we fail. And I think, you know, our film bodies have got to do more to help these young filmmakers get their stories out.
Yeah.
Now, to me, it seems every time there's a film made or someone makes a film, the money goes to the same people.
Yeah.
What's wrong with, you know, we talk about wanting to tell new stories, talk about, you know, finding new talent. Let's give these young kids, a chance to show what they can really do. Give them some money, even if it's not big money. Let them see what they can do. And I think that's what our industry's failing at the moment, and failing pretty hard. Now, I mean, look, I've made three feature films, and I very rarely do I get a call up to say, I know Western Sydney off the back of my hand.
Yeah.
You know? David Field has directed three Western Sydney films. I've never received a phone call from anyone saying, look, would you like to come out and direct an episode of a TV show that's in Western Sydney?
Hmm.
Or David Hill doesn't get any of that. I don't understand why. Or some of the actors that I've worked with, you know, that are phenomenal actors, like Johnny Nassau, like you just brought up, phenomenal actor, you know, doesn't get the work he should be getting in this country. Tony Ryan, God rest his soul. You know, doesn't get the work he should be getting in this country. These, you know, Rahul Rahman. I've been going forever here. Naveen Hanna, you know?
Yep.
They're all great, great, great Australian actors that they get their little bit parts in TV shows and films in this country. And I think they need to have more. Because, and we've got talent all over. Now, Rahul Rahman, he's an actor me and David Seale found off the streets of Western Sydney in Combination One. He's gone on to make a great career in the industry, you know. He gets a lot of work. Little bit parts, surely, but he still gets a lot of work. And that goes back to what you're asking about. Is there, you know, stories? Yeah, there is. Rahul was a perfect example. Now, Claire Bowen is another one that, you know, David Seale found from down Wollongong area. And she's gone on to star in Nashville. So, you know, the Australian, she's got to take risks. And I think that's where we fail. You know, you watch your Channel 7, your Channel 9, Channel 10 TV shows. It's always the same actors. They recycle them.
Yeah.
It's recycling. And then there's other actors, like I said before, like Johnny Nassar, who are just waiting, they're itching for something that they can really show what they can do. Not just a two-episode role, a role where they can go in and be a leading man or a leading lady. But they don't get the chance, and that's where our industry fails our actors.
Both combination films, George, are independently financed. You don't have government bodies giving funds for these movies. When you go the independent road, is an advantage to that is that you can tell the stories that you want to tell the way that you want to tell them?
Well, the big advantage to that is that I don't have someone telling me what I can and can't do.
Yeah.
I'm free to go out and make a film without my hands being tied and told that you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't do this and you can't do that. But then the flip side to it is you also want to be you want to be accepted by your Screen Australias, your Screen New South Wales. You want them to back you because, you know, you're part of what they are. I'm a filmmaker. I'm giving back to the film industry. So for me, I love going independent road, but at the same time, like I can tell you for this film, I needed money to finish this film. And I did go into Screen Australia and we were knocked back. And it's not the first time I've been knocked back by Screen Australia on my films. And it gets to a point, do I keep going in and getting knocked back? Because it starts becoming a bit humiliating for me. but, you know, that's why I always go down the independent route, because I know I've got control. I don't, you know, you got to go and get knocked, waste months and months, and then all of a sudden get knocked back. I know I've got the money, I can make the film, I go out and I'll make it.
Final question, George. I read in an article that you're actually working on another film at the moment called The Sentenced. Is there anything you could tell us about that film? I mean, is this something that's going to come along quickly, or are you going to take some time with it and work on it a little more?
Well, I can tell you I'm working on two films, not one. I'm shooting a film in May, which I'm directing and starring in, called Caught Up. We start shooting end of May. It's a feature film. That's one. And The Sentence is a film I've written, but I don't want to act in it. It's about a disability. I've got a couple of mates of mine who have kids that have this disability, and the idea came from that. And after speaking to them, you know, did some homework. You know, there's a world of disability out there that people don't realise. You know, and disability just doesn't mean you can't walk or you can't talk or whatever it might be. Disability could be anything. It could be a mental disability. So I wanted, you know, this project meant a lot to me, and I really wanted to make it. So I've written the script. We're going to direct. Me and Phil are going to co-direct. We're going to produce it. And we're not going to act in it. We're going to go out and cast it completely different. And hopefully, we're looking at making that as soon as you raise the money for it.
Well,
When
those films do come out, I do look forward to watching them. Until then, February 7th, The Combination Redemption. Everyone out there, go out there, watch this movie. It's a tense, gripping, very relevant film, like I said before. If you're a fan of the first Combination movie, watch it to see what's happening with John, see the evolution of the storyline. And George Basher, congratulations to you on the movie, and best of luck with the premiere later today.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. And get out there, guys, and let's support the Australian film industry. Get out there and watch it. And thank you. Thanks for having me on this show. Thank you.